Okay. I want to tell you. Oh, this Emor is full of halachas over here. Give me over here a chumash. Rashi. Yeah. Very common shaila about electric shavers. Right. And clean shaven. You're clean shaven over here. So why is it totally permissible? Yeah, a few halachas I want to talk about. They have kosher shavers. And what does Rashi say? A second. The other said the truth. Here's by Kohanim. Here's by Kohanim. Okay. Here, lo yikchol karcha b'roisham upas tzkanam lo yigalecho lo yigalecho pas tzkanam lo yigalecho lo yigalecho. What's Loig Aleichu? Paskonam. Right. Loig Aleichu. Let's see Rashi. Rashi on it. Fishenemar Bisrael before Loisashchis. Yochol liktoy with a tweezer. The malakhet vehitne. Loiga leichu. Shein achayiv elo. Aldova kor giluach. Galeichu. V'yesh v'ashchasa. Another parasha. V'zehu tar. Zehu tar. Let's see the other pasuk over here. Yuteschav Zion. Test of Zion. Loig aleichem. It's a Mishnah. It's not a Rashi. It's a Mishnah. Tar. I'll tell you an interesting thing over here. But one of the biggest Lamdonim, I'm not going to say the name, you'll soon see why, I ever met American guy. He knew whole Nosh Mezikin, with everyone, cover to cover, with everyone, bond, with every Knesh. Murdoch. Anyway, he was a very big Machmeir. So the Frum guys in Lakewood, we'll get to that, we'll shave with powder, acid, that burned off the hair. I say you shave with powder. Anyway, see, tainted. How do you take it off? It's a plastic, they call it a bone. It's a plastic stick. You take it off. It stays on the face for, let's say, 10 minutes. smells up the house, yeah, and then you take it off. The hair goes off. He said a lot of the hair is weak. It's still there. It's weak. And with that plastic stick, the bone, you're over your loa. That was his chumrah against the powder. Right. Besides, no notion of zikim, whatever ramban, it wouldn't hurt if we learned chumash rashi a little bit. And the mishnah, you only chay for a tar. What's a tar mean?
Huh?
A tar is. What was the chira? What was the word for the chira?
Slitting.
Slit. Right. A tar is a razor blade. Has to be razor sharp to be a tar. The plastic bone takes off the hair. Very nice. But it's not a tar. You have a Mishnah Machis. Take a look. Right. Giluach means shaving means cutting. It has to be a tar. A tar. Anybody have a shaver? In the room, bring me a shaver. You have a shaver here? Well, that's what you're doing this year? Yeah. Take off the cover of the blade.
I'm not the person to do this.
Huh?
Unscrew it.
Does it come out?
Yeah, unscrew it.
Now, push with all your might against the blade. All your might. Hey, babe, it's bleeding. Garnished. Garnished. It's not a tar. You have a slice in English?
Even if you slice it,
I'm rushing.
If you slice it'll bleed.
I'm trying, it's not.
You bleeding?
No, nothing. It's like the thickness of a credit card. It's a thick piece of metal. It's like a edge.
That's
like
English there.
Like a
screw.
English.
Huh?
Archie, it's guitar.
That means
sharp scissors
that
makes you bleed
your thigh for? Right, what's it say in
English?
What's a tar?
You know, clean up all
the time. A razor!
Hey, Rebbe. Rebbe, we got a tar.
Rebbe, is that a tar?
I don't know.
The one? Rebbe, this shaver's flat. This is the fan. What? It's a newer shaver. It's a newer style.
How's it cut?
It's probably the same.
What's
thing.
What's in? How's it cut? It doesn't cut. It's not a tie. It's pressure. Of speed. Right.
A razor sharp scissor.
A razor sharp scissor.
Push it, it'll make you bleed, but it's
one second. A razor sharp scissor. What about a watermelon like Boima? We're talking about a shaver now.
Are you high for shaving with a razor sharp scissor?
I don't know, what's the one over here?
Are you high for shaving with a razor sharp
scissor? Can you marry your grandmother?
Nope.
Why not? You could, Mr. Weiss. We're talking about a shaver now. Tell me other questions over here. You show me a shaver. Now you press the blade and you bleed. Show me such a shaver. They don't sell such shavers. It's because they're afraid they'll be sued. There's no such shaver. So all their machmir. I agree. All shavers are problematical. It's not a shaver. It's not a shaver. What does shaver mean? Tar. A sharp blade. I remember when my wife moved, she had old wallpaper on it. My wife said, "Get, take off that wallpaper, or I'll hire somebody." No, no. Right, I'll do it. See that? Give me a razor blade. After 2 seconds, I said, hire somebody. All my fingers are bleeding. All my fingers are bleeding. Razor sharp. That's it. That plastic bone to take off the powder. There's no emission of. This is tar. Right. That's what separates Moshe Feinstein from all the other poskim. He's the one who said this. What are you talking about? There's no tar. As a matter of fact, he was very formless. He would test every shaver independently. He would take a hair and pass it over. Is there a cut or not? Right. Didn't have to. No one makes this. This is impossible. If it'll be sharp, they'll be sued. It's very dangerous sharp. How does it work?
Scissors.
What? Like speed. Knife. Yeah, like karate. Right, speed. That's why when the motor gets struck, it starts pulling. Because it can't cope with the speed. Rashi says right over here. Tar. Tar means a blade, sharp, super sharp. Right. There's no shaver like that. I've hit 100 boys, my own shavers. Right. That's one thing. And what would be a scissor? A scissor which razor sharp. So there's another heter. It is a tar. It's just, not only is it a tar, it's two tars. That's the heter. Two tars. Why? It's not cutting like a tar does. It's cutting one against the other. That's not a mice tar. Right? Two tars. Correct. It's not a mice, it's mice of Misperayim. That's another heter of that's why Misperayim is sharp. That's a Chavos Chaim was Matir! Traditional shavers. Right. So that's who is Matir shavers. Nice. Where's the matter shape? Because even the was sharp. There ain't no sharp. Nothing to talk about. A scissor. That's the action of a scissor of two together. That's another heter. Now, in Sefer Marcus, he says it's now a machinka, called machinka. And you see, machmir, horse, tar. Now, you see, Asad Mishinka. So he has the name of it also. Somebody went and got hold of that machine. What machine? It's a razor blade. With a safety guard on it. There's a mummish razor blade. But the Yisoid of the Yisoidos of the Avera is Giluach. Giluach. You have a dictionary?
Hebrew, English.
Yeah, but good one. We have a Gemara one. What's Giluach? Giluach means a knife. As a matter of fact, in Yiddish, you have a Giluach?
Giluach, to shave.
To shave. What's it? Look up shave now. How did it translate shave? Interesting.
Go.
Huh?
Go.
You know. And English on English. Shave means with a knife. That's one thing you have to know. Now, that's Pesach Zoken. Pesach Zoken need a tar. Right. Well, Pesach Rosh. It doesn't say Giluach. Right. Paskonom Loigalechu. What about a Rosh? Yeah. What's a Rosh in there? Right. What's the lotion over there? You test Chavav by Pesach Rosh. The machlok is in Rishonim.
Lo Sakifu.
Don't make a circle like the monks. Right. It doesn't say over there. Galechu. The machlok is in Rishonim. As a matter of fact, they all quote the Chofetz Chaim in Tiferes Adam. We have it over here. Take what he said over there. Now there's a machine that came out and it is very, very clean. Keep away from it. Whoever uses that machine is involved in Machlokes and Rishonim. It leaves everything clean. Whoever uses that machine in Machlokes and Rishonim, K'nich Tav L'Mailo. So they all signed, all these Lailim signed. Yas is the machine. But what the Chofetz Chaim say? K'nichta lo, Machlokes and Rishonim, K'nichta L'mailo. What's L'mailo over there? What's L'mailo? It's L'mailo. L'mailo is Pesach Rosh. And the Machlokes and Rishonim he's referring to is, are you over on Pesach Rosh? Well, Tar. See, being Mati of Pesach Zokin. It's not a Tari thing. But Pesach Rosh is a shadow if you need Tar. He's being mati Pesach Zoke. Says Kenneth from the Milo. What's the Milo? Next, look at your head. Four lines above Pesach Rosh. Machloikis. If you any machine is also. Oh. But there on the Milo is a Tuaterim. Right. Tuaterim Lamilo. First of all, Hetter number one. What's the Potsik say over there? Loi?
Sakifu.
If you leave sideburns, you cut off the rest. It's not Sakifu. It has to be like a monk. Clear. No mafsik. You hear that? If you have sideburns, being mafsik? Not Loi Sakifu. It's one heta. So 40 hairs, some say, is enough. Again, the barber's allowed to go around, cut off hairs. Why? If left over, what did he leave over?
40 hairs.
40 hairs. That's one heter. Also, the head's another big trouble. How far down does it go? The Pesach Rosh. How far down to be also called over? How far down? So Shulchan Aruch says, open your mouth. There's a hole over here. Open your mouth under the bone. That's where the beard starts. Till there's also. Till there's Pesach Rosh. Till there's also. Right. With a scissor, anything. Powder, also there, till there. I'm still left over 40 hairs. Right. Comes with Moshe Feinstein, and here's already an interesting thing. And he says that you look at the kid when he grows before Bar Mitzvah. He has a arrive from someplace. That grows before Bar Mitzvah, but grows after Bar Mitzvah. Because before Bar Mitzvah, that's Rosh. No Zokain. It's Bar Mitzvah, what is it? Right? Zokain. How far does it grow before Bar Mitzvah? Remember? Sephardi grows all the way down, like the Gemara, because they're Jewish. The Ashkenazim all Gerim from Kuzri. And there grows till the bone. Till on top of the bone. You take your pictures, your adorable kid pictures. Yeah. Right? How far does it go? Take a look. Right. Your adorable kid pictures. There are books you should read. It's a big avlo. You should read yeshivish English books about Hebron, about Sabotka, to be yeshivish. There are pictures over there of the top bachrim who were yeshivas later. Right. Pictures, photographs. They took professional photographs. I don't know why. And they had, you look in the pictures, and you start hunting and looking. What are you looking for?
Payas.
Where are the payas? Right. Where are the payas? Avol lemaila, lemaila min Hashemesh. Right? Way up, 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 up. That's where the pace is going. Way up. That's where they shaved off the beard. And then they use shavers. Got that? They all Ashkenazim. Right. But that's where the Bochum in Europe and here in Hebron. Got that? On top of the bone. That's where. Check your pictures as a kid. Right. You have kid brothers?
Yes.
Right? Call them over. One sec, we have way over here. Where's my grandson? Come here. One second. Let's see. Here, turn, face everybody. There's a way above the bone. Right. Right. You ask another or Sephardi? My name is Shukran, no? Anyway. Right. Take a look. Okay. Hear that? That's his chiddush. This makes a lot of sense. That whatever grows after Bar Mitzvah, that's okay. And that's most of a holdover, only guitar. Chofetz Chaim is talking about Peres HaRosh Mamish and Lamaila. Okay, we should know that. Correct. I remember a guy, Pfeiffer, published an English book. You should read his books. About shavers. He quotes me about this. Oh, Tara. I get a phone call. This is from Bnei Brak. He wants to talk to you. About what? About shavers. I say, you want to talk to me? Yeah, I don't want to talk to you. Bye. Get that. Anyway, tar. This is only a tar. Which means, what does tar mean?
Sharp.
Razor sharp. Okay.